everybody. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is the Political Woman Podcast. What happened to Mike Johnson? I don't know. But something happened.
I know there are critics of the legislation. I understand that. It is not a perfect piece of legislation. We're not insured that in a time of divided government and in a time where there are lots of different opinions. But there is no question whatsoever that the House has made many strong improvements to the Senate bill, and the product that we've sent over there is much better. This is an important matter. I think it's timely. I think you've heard from leaders around the world, including in Ukraine, that this is being done on a timely basis, and the House had to have the time to deliberate and do this in the right manner. I think we did our work here, and I think history will judge it well. I've done here what I believe to be the right thing, and that is to allow the House to work its will. And as I've said, you do the right thing, and you let the chips fall where they may.
I'm Gloria Moraga. I'm the Political Woman, and this is the Political Woman Podcast. Let's take a look at Mike Johnson. Before we get started, I just want to say, I support aid to Ukraine. I've been stressed out that support and aid to Ukraine has been delayed, and here's why. I want to support policies that keep our children out of harm's way. My brothers, my sisters, my family members, and all Americans, all of our military folks. I know, because I've studied history, because I grew up after Vietnam had occurred, I saw what happened when our friends and brothers went off to Vietnam, and some of them came back, some of them didn't come back, some of them came back addicted to drugs. Horrible. Horrible. I saw what happened during World War II because I've studied history. There were many, many isolationists prior to World War II. That was why we weren't involved in the war in Europe. We didn't want to get involved. There was a strong contingent. And so we didn't. And then what happened? The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and almost wiped out our naval fleet and killed thousands of Americans. And then we got into the war. But Great Britain was coming to us prior to that, begging for help. And we did not help them. They were being bombed by Hitler. Hitler was invading country after country and rounding up Jews and others. And we stayed out of it. And it was wrong. It was the wrong thing to do. And things were worse later. That was why the war went on. And so many more people were killed because we stayed out of it. And I'm sorry, but this is what we are. We are the United States of America. I sound like Joe Biden. But yes, we are here to help democracies in the world. It is a small world, my friends. And that's why I support aid to Ukraine. They are over there fighting Russia. They're fighting Putin. We're not. We're giving them armor, ammunition, guns that we have in our stockpiles that we want not to throw away so that we can get new arms. And we give it to them. And so supporting democracies around the world supports the United States. Period. End of discussion. So that's me. That's my thought about this. But how does a man, specifically Mike Johnson, go from voting against aid for Ukraine to allowing a vote to aid Ukraine and jeopardizing his speakership? That's a question. So I'll be quoting from three sources here. They're just so good. It's better to have them say it than me. This is from the Washington Post. Quote, when the House passed a $40 billion emergency funding bill for Ukraine in May 2022, support for Ukraine was largely a bipartisan issue. But a little-known conservative congressman from Louisiana was one of the 57 Republicans to oppose it. Now, just 6 months after his unlikely elevation to Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, R. Louisiana, has pushed through a $60 billion effort to bolster Ukraine's arsenal, along with funding for Israel and the Indo-Pacific. The move marks a major victory and a dramatic turnabout for the Speaker, who is trying to gain control of a bitterly divided Republican conference. The article goes on. The far right is fiercely against Ukraine aid. 112 Republicans, just over half the conference, opposed it on the House floor on Saturday. So that means the Speaker, and this is me talking, I'm paraphrasing the article now, that means the Speaker had to rely on unanimous Democratic backing to get done what he got done on Saturday. Johnson's decision to green light a floor vote could come at great political cost. He could very well lose his job as Speaker over it. End quote. You know, my friends, there's a saying in life that people don't change. And I have to say that I believe that. I don't think people basically change much once they become adults. You know, I'll marry him and I'll change him. Yeah, that never happens, okay? Never. But Mike Johnson changed. He evolved. He changed his opinion in front of the entire world. I mean, Russia was calling him our Mike. He changed his position on Ukraine. And frankly, my friends, I'm still in shock. It's unbelievable. In fact, I had recorded some sound bites and recorded some of his quotes, and I didn't post videos or do stories on it because I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it was going to happen. And what happened Saturday, I was still in shock. This is from the New York Times. For weeks after the Senate passed a sprawling aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, Speaker Mike Johnson agonized over whether and how the House would take up funding legislation that would almost certainly infuriate the right wing of his party and cost him his job. That's an end quote from the New York Times. And I'll just say, all this time, when he wasn't doing anything, I thought he was just stalling around. I didn't think that he was studying and thinking and praying and going to people all over and asking for their advice and listening to them. I thought, no, he's just stalling around, doing what Trump wants, doing what Marjorie Taylor Greene wants. What are these people in bed with Russians? Are they being paid by Putin? What is the answer here? Because it's just so wrong on so many levels. What was the problem? Why weren't they not even allowing the vote? And so, yes, all this time I thought, they're killing people. They're killing people in Ukraine. It's their fault. I mean, that was my thinking. I mean, who knows what to think anymore? I'll go back to the Times, quote, he, Johnson, huddled with top national security officials, including William J. Burns, the CIA director, in the Oval Office to discuss classified intelligence. He met repeatedly with broad factions of Republicans in both swing and deep red districts and considered their voters' attitudes toward funding Ukraine. He thought about his son, who is set to attend the U.S. Naval Academy in the fall. And I'm speaking now, I'm not quoting. Remember this. I'll talk more about this in a minute. Back to the article. Quote, and finally, when his plan to work with Democrats to clear the way for aiding Ukraine, he met with an outpouring of venom from ultra-conservatives already threatening to depose him. Mr. Johnson, an evangelical Christian, knelt and prayed for guidance. And this is a quote. "I want to be on the right side of history," Representative Michael McCaul of Texas, the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, recalled the speaker telling him. Mr. Johnson's decision to risk his speakership to push the $95 billion foreign aid bill through the House on Saturday was a culmination of a remarkable and personal and political arc for the Louisiana Republican. It was also an improbable outcome for a man plucked from relative obscurity last fall by the hard right, which had deposed a speaker they deemed a traitor to their agenda, to be speaker of a deeply dysfunctional House. End quote. And I'll just say, what happened on Saturday was a monumental, a huge political reversal. I haven't seen anything like this in a very long time. And it is so refreshing. It's such a good feeling to know that somebody studies and learns and grows and listens to the experts and makes a decision that's right for the long term, for the long view. He put it to a vote. That's what they're there for. They're there to read and learn and study and get briefings and then vote. And then tell us why they voted that way. And then if we don't like their reasoning, we get rid of them. We don't just let them block things. Unbelievably refreshing, unbelievably shocking that in this time of Trump, with all the hatred and venom, and frankly, people being bought and paid for in some way. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I don't like it. Back to the quote. This is a quote from the Times. Quote, "As a rank and file hardliner, Mr. Johnson had largely opposed efforts to fund Kiev's war effort. Early in his speakership, he declared he would never allow the matter to come to a vote until his party's border demands were met." Unquote. He changed. He changed. And you know what else? One of the reasons he may have changed was because the border policy demands, there was a good bill out. There was a bipartisan bill. And guess what? Trump derailed it for no other reason than to use it as a talking point for his presidential campaign. That is criminal. That is wrong. That is bad. People are dying. Lives are being ruined because of our inaction on the border. And why did Trump kill it? Why? Because he wants to have that talking point. Joe Biden's border, you know, he can't even figure out what the talking point is. Back to Johnson. Johnson changed. Quote, "By the time he made clear he planned to band together with Democrats to muscle through the aid package over the objections of many in his party, Mr. Johnson was speaking a starkly different language." Here's a Johnson quote. "History judges us for what we do," he told reporters at the Capitol last week. "This is a critical time right now. I could make a selfish decision and do something that's different. But I'm doing here what I believe to be the right thing. I think providing lethal aid to Ukraine right now is critically important." This is still from the article. Mr. Johnson attributes his turnabout in part to intelligent briefings he received. A striking assertion from a leader of a party that has embraced former President Donald Trump's deep mistrust of the intelligence community. End quote. And I ended the quote because I want to say this. Donald Trump slams Ukraine and he slams the intelligence community because they have his number. They know what he's up to. Ukraine knows what he's up to. Zelensky talked to him on the phone. Trump wants to be dictator. The intelligence community knows that. Trump doesn't want to do that. He wants to be Putin. He wants to be a dictator. That's why. And here's Johnson again saying, quote, "I really do believe the intel," Mr. Johnson said. "I think that Vladimir Putin would continue to march through Europe if he were allowed. I think he would go to the Baltics next. I think he might have a showdown with Poland or one of our other NATO allies," end quote. Of course he would. Of course he will. He's not in this just for Ukraine. He wants to be Hitler. He wants to own Europe. And I don't want our folks over there fighting when we can support people there now to do the fighting for us if we support them with ammo. Mr. McCall, he's a congressman from Texas, who repeatedly huddled with Johnson and the chairman of other congressional national security committees in a secure room of the Capitol where lawmakers can review classified material, described Mr. Johnson's journey as transformational. This is a quote from McCall. "All of a sudden, he's realizing that the world depends on this," Mr. McCall said. "This is not some political game on the floor." That the quote is, "This is not some little political game on the floor." Yeah, it's different, huh? It's different when you really know what's going on. And it's different when you know your kid might be involved in a war that you don't support. This is a quote from The Guardian. Quote, "Johnson's son will be headed to the U.S. Naval Academy in the fall." I mentioned that earlier. "To put it bluntly, I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys," he said. "This is a live fire exercise for me and for so many American families." Yes. Yes, I agree. I totally agree. This is still from The Guardian. "The pro-Ukrainian Republicans rallied around Johnson, who has called himself a member of the MAGA wing. At a meeting Wednesday evening, the Main Street Republicans, a conservative but pragmatic group, applauded Johnson when he entered the room. And one of them said, 'How does it feel to be a rhino?' one asked jokingly, referring to an insult aimed at Republicans who appear to have gone soft," end quote. As you know, rhino means Republican in name only. But I say that's wrong. I say that's wrong. Because these people who call others rhinos, they're really the Trump Party. They're not the Republican Party anymore. This is a quote from the Washington Post. "Look, history judges us for what we do," said an emotional Johnson, holding back tears with a quivering lip at a news conference last week in response to a question from the Washington Post. "This is a critical time right now, critical time on the world's stage. I could make a selfish decision and do something that's different, but I'm doing here what I believe to be the right thing." Two comments before I sign off. One, life does change you. Yes, I've come full circle. You know what changes you? Your kids and people you love, younger people when they come along. Wow. You change when you think your son or your daughter might be marching off to war. That's one thing that made Mike Johnson change his mind. The other, intelligence briefings. Knowledge is power. He knows how dangerous these dictators are because he's reading, he's knowing, he knows what's going on behind the scenes. Johnson said this at a meeting last week. Quote, "I really do believe the intel in the briefings we've gotten," Johnson said last week. "I believe Chinese President and Vladimir Putin and Iran really are the axis of evil. I think they're in coordination." I do too. Everything that's happening right now, all of the issues that are going on in the world, this is not by accident. It's not by accident that Israel was invaded. It's none of this is just happening like, oh, what a surprise. They are working together. Ultimately, Johnson put the Ukraine bill on the floor, and he may lose his job because of it. I think he figured out the best possible way in a really terrible situation to allow people to vote, said Kelly Armstrong, R. North Dakota. It takes some semblance of fortitude to do that. I hope this has shed some light on Mike Johnson and how this whole Ukraine bill came to be. And it passed, and it's going to the Senate, and the Senate's going to vote on it on Tuesday. And this is in one of the articles that I read, and I'll just quote. Earlier this week, Mr. Johnson had been more reflective, telling reporters that during tough times, he took comfort in an adage about former President John Quincy Adams' time in Congress. Another lawmaker asked John Quincy Adams why he continued bringing up the same resolution to end slavery, only to see it fail each time. In Mr. Johnson's telling, Mr. Adams replied, "Duty is ours. Results are God's." And then Johnson said, "To me, that's a very liberating thought. I'm going to do my duty, and the results are not ultimately up to me. I'm comfortable with that. We'll see what happens. We'll lay the chips down on the table." I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman. Please subscribe. Please follow me on YouTube and TikTok and wherever you get your podcasts. I love you all. Be safe.